The feeders, the leaders again as the grains do another pullback. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Zach Hooker joins us now with Comstock Investments. And I want to start out with the positive spin because another $3 jump within the feeder complex, they just continue to push forward.
They do. You know, this cattle market just continues to march higher and quite frankly, just continues to kind of baffle me. I love a good cattle market as much as the next guy, but it's almost kind of frustrating trying to wrap your head around how this can be sustainable. I mean, we have new all-time highs in the feeder cattle and some of the deferred live cattle futures as well. While the nearby live cattle futures are struggling and cash trade is, you know, almost at a standstill. Cash trade information is limited due to, you know, we got slow trade and then slow information due to the government shutdown. Boxed beef seems to have kind of run out of fuel, which should mean that cash prices and futures should run out of steam as well, but we just have not seen that.
So you look at that and look at the influence it's having on the market. From a grain perspective, feeders have got to be happy with the prices they're seeing on the trade today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, gosh, you know, corn's cheap and cattle are high. I think regardless of how cheap corn is, though, you start running the numbers and you see what you're paying for feeder cattle. And there's a lot of guys that simply cannot make it work, you know, at least looking at these live cattle futures. Hedging is difficult, right? And I think that there comes a point where it becomes not sustainable regardless of where, you know, how cheap corn is. But it seems we have not hit that point yet of not being sustainable if you're looking at what the market's doing.
So the government shutdown does continue. As you look at everything, no WASDE report came out today. How do you see the market going about not only just the everyday trade, but trying to find market information out there?
Yes, the grains have absolutely, you know, they continue to struggle today, and they really have just kind of stayed range bound as we navigate this shutdown and harvest progress. You mentioned no WASDE report today. We kind of have analysts have been able to kind of piece together some decent estimates. Looks like maybe a smaller U.S. corn crop, yield of around 185, with a slightly higher carryout of 2.23 billion bushels, and then soybeans slightly lower in both yield 53.2 and the ending stocks at 299 million bushels. So that's, you know, some estimates. There's you dig deep enough, you can find some of those. But yeah, yields continue to be in question. Corn yields have, you know, fell considerably last month, but we don't really have enough data yet to know exactly where we stand. And then soybean harvest was struggling last week due to dryness, but thankfully we've kind of gotten some much needed moisture, which seems to have put us back in a position where some key regions are back to posting some impressive yields. But, you know, with no crop condition reports, this is fairly subjective, and it kind of just depends on who you talk to and where they are at geographically.
Zach, what about the changeup that's happened with China? You know, in the last 24 hours, they've kind of done a little bit of a about face with some of those minerals.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we kind of, you know, China's a wild card, right? And we know that they've got a big impact on what we are going to see in these markets. And we really, you know, bottom line, we just hope to see something come out of some of these ag talks. There was a cabinet meeting today where afterwards, President Trump did say he plans to discuss soybean purchases with President Xi later this month in South Korea. And, you know, not to sound desperate, but we really would like to see something come of that.
Well, then, Zach, one final question. We know that the markets have definitely been over the last couple of days catching the headlines about an aid package that the president talked about. My understanding is now that he's come back and said, nope, not till after the government shutdown is back open.
Yep, Susan, that's exactly right. We know that there's about a $13 billion potential farmer payout program that we really were kind of hoping to hear something about today. They did have a cabinet meeting, and we knew that was going to be discussed. You know, the question in terms of what this is going to look like, is it going to be similar to the MFP payments we saw during the last Trump presidency? After this cabinet meeting today, Secretary Rawlins confirmed that the rollout of any aid program for farmers would be delayed until after the shutdown is over. So, you know, positive news there that the White House is discussing ag and discussing how they can help farmers, but still, as of now, just nothing definitive.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much. Zach Hooker joining us today. And a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that is the Thursday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.